Protesters were a fixture outside the recent climate change summit in Paris, calling on world leaders to agree on a plan for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. On Wednesday, local activists staged a rally of their own, supporting a new federal plan addressing climate change and opposing North Carolina's response. WFAE's David Borax reports.
In August, President Barack Obama announced a plan to cut power plant emissions and promote a shift to cleaner energy sources. The EPA's Clean Power Plan sets lower standards for carbon pollution but lets states decide how they'll comply. Governor Pat McCrory and the State Department of Environmental Quality responded by joining 23 other states, including South Carolina, in a lawsuit to halt the federal rules. The McCrory administration doesn't believe the EPA has authority to require states to draft plans for expanding clean energy, such as solar and wind. Still, the state has drafted rules for one part of the mandate, for reducing emissions at existing coal-fired power plants. Critics say the plan falls well short of the EPA requirements, so before a public hearing on the plan Wednesday at the Government Center in Charlotte, about 100 activists rallied at nearby Marshall Park.
So before I leave, I got to get a little bit more energy than what I'm feeling. So when I say can't stop...
T.C. Muhammad of the Hip Hop Caucus, an activist group that also joined the Paris protest, led the chant.
Can't stop! Can't stop! That's what I'm talking about. Get live, y'all. We're getting the march.
Dustin Chickerell-Bayard is a spokesman for the Sierra Club's North Carolina chapter.
The Paris Accord is a fantastic backdrop for this, and what you saw was a signal that the world community is ready to start addressing climate change. We need to reduce carbon emissions. This is an opportunity for North Carolina to show that it's committed to that as well. So we need the governor to take this seriously and put forth a real plan that actually reduces carbon emissions while bringing more clean energy online.
Some are unhappy that the state is putting off work on plans to boost solar and wind energy, and they object to spending taxpayer dollars to fight the rule in court. Joel Olson of solar power developer O2EMC says he doesn't understand why the state sued, since it's already a leader in solar power.
And I think we could save the taxpayers a lot of money, create a lot of new jobs, and attract a lot of private investment to the state if we would just move forward business as usual, because we're going to over-comply way before 2030. So instead of trying to fight it, I think we should join forces to try to make it better.
Two more hearings are planned, one tonight in Raleigh and another January 5th in Wilmington. A 60-day comment period on the plan ends January 15th. State officials expect to submit a final plan by the EPA's September 6th deadline. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.